You are listening to Act for Missouri, here to educate, activate, and engage Missouri citizens. This article is titled, What the Missouri Supreme Court Actually Ruled. On September 3, 2026, the Missouri Supreme Court issued three unanimous opinions involving Amendment 6, the Congressional Redistricting Referendum, and disputed petition signatures. The political arguments began almost immediately. But the rulings themselves are narrower and more important than many of those reactions suggest. The court did not endorse Amendment 6. It did not decide whether the proposed amendment is wise, and it did not approve every provision as constitutional. It ruled that the initiative must go before voters because the Secretary of State's certificate did not comply with Missouri law, the proper pre-election challenges failed, and the secretary lacked authority to replace a ballot title he had already certified. The court also did not rule that a 7-to-1 congressional map is unconstitutional. It ruled that a congressional redistricting bill passed by the General Assembly is an act that Missouri voters may approve or reject by referendum. Because the referendum petition was sufficient and timely, the 2025 map never took effect. Act for Missouri opposes Amendment 6 and believes Missouri voters should defeat it. We are not opposed in theory to a 7-to-1 congressional map. Those are our policy positions. They should not be confused with what the court was asked to decide. Here are the three decisions at a glance. First, in Von Glahn v. Hoskins, the court ruled that congressional redistricting legislation is subject to referendum under the Missouri Constitution. The House Bill 1 referendum goes on the November ballot, and the 2022 congressional map governs the November 2026 election. Second, in Harris v. Hoskins, the court ruled that the secretary improperly rejected Initiative Petition 2026-106 and had no authority to substitute a new ballot title. Amendment 6 goes on the November ballot with the original ballot title certified in September 2025. Third, in People Not Politicians v. Hoskins, the court ruled that the dispute over approximately 102,800 early collected signatures was moot because the secretary had conceded that enough other signatures existed. The lower court judgment was vacated, but the validity of those early signatures remains undecided. Let's look at each ruling more closely. Part 1. Von Glahn v. Hoskins. The people may vote on the congressional map. The central question was straightforward. Does Missouri's Constitution permit a referendum on a Congressional Redistricting Act passed by the General Assembly? Article 3, Section 49 of the Missouri Constitution reserves to the people the power to approve or reject by referendum any act of the General Assembly, except where the Constitution provides otherwise. The court said congressional redistricting enacted by the legislature is a legislative act. House Bill 1 is an act of the General Assembly, and no constitutional exception removes it from the referendum power. The Constitution expressly shields certain commission-drawn state House and state Senate redistricting plans from referendum. It contains no comparable exclusion for a congressional map enacted by law. The court would not write an exception into the Constitution that the text does not contain. The secretary argued that House Bill 1 fit exceptions for laws needed to preserve the public peace or maintain state institutions. The court rejected both arguments. House Bill 1 did not contain the emergency clause required for the first exception. It was also an optional mid-decade redistricting measure while the 2022 congressional districts remained available. The second exception concerns appropriation laws used to maintain state institutions. House Bill 1 was not an appropriation. The court then made an important statement about the role of Missouri citizens in the lawmaking process. It said, "The referendum and initiative petition power is an essential part of the state's lawmaking process under the Missouri Constitution." That is important because it explains why this ruling is not the court substituting itself for the legislature. Under Missouri's Constitution, the referendum is part of the legislative process. It is a power the people reserved for themselves. Why the 2022 map controls the November election. The referendum petition was filed on December 9, 2025. That was 2 days before House Bill 1's intended effective date. Once the petition was finally determined to be legal, sufficient, and timely, That determination related back to the date the petition was filed. Under Article 3, Section 52, Subsection B, House Bill 1 therefore did not take effect. It cannot take effect unless Missouri voters approve it. The court put the point in unmistakable language. In the court's words, House Bill 1 is not the law and has never been the law. The court ordered the secretary to place the referendum on the November ballot. It also barred the use of House Bill 1's map in November or at any later time, unless voters approve the bill. The congressional districts enacted in 2022 remain in force for the November 2026 general election. If voters approve House Bill 1, the new map may take effect 30 days after the election. This holding is about the people's referendum power and the legal status of House Bill 1. It is not a judicial judgment that a 7-to-1 map is good or bad. It also does not hold that the General Assembly may never redraw congressional districts. Part 2. Harris versus Hoskins. Amendment 6 goes to voters, but the court did not endorse it. Initiative Petition 2026-106 is the proposal now known as Amendment 6. The Secretary certified its original ballot title in September 2025. Supporters then circulated petitions containing that title and submitted more than 300,000 signatures. On August 4, 2026, the Secretary issued a certificate saying only that the petition was insufficient under the Missouri Constitution. He attached an opinion from the Attorney General, attempted to revoke the original ballot title, and supplied a replacement title in case a court ordered the measure onto the ballot. The certificate had to state the reason. Missouri law requires a certificate of insufficiency to state the reason for the insufficiency. The court held that the secretary did not satisfy that duty by making a general declaration and incorporating another official's opinion by reference. Because the certificate itself gave no reason, it preserved nothing for judicial review. Arguments supplied through the attachment or later court briefing were waived and abandoned. This was not a technicality invented by the court. The statute gives a citizen only 10 days to challenge the secretary's decision. Without a stated reason, that citizen would have to guess what must be answered. Most substantive objections were premature. The court went on to explain that nearly all of the secretary's constitutional objections concerned what might happen if voters approve Amendment 6. Those questions were not ripe for pre-election review. A certificate of insufficiency must rest on a defect in the petition. It cannot rest on a possible constitutional conflict that could arise only if the proposal becomes law. That distinction matters. The court did not reject, on the merits, the arguments that Amendment 6 might violate anti-entrenchment principles or improperly restrict a future legislature. It said those claims were premature. If Amendment 6 passes, litigation over how its provisions operate may follow. Two pre-election claims were decided. The court did decide the single article and single subject challenges because those concern the petition's form before an election. It rejected both. On the single article claim, the court said the petition adds 6 sections to Article 3. Possible effects on other constitutional provisions do not mean the petition itself contains amendments to multiple articles. On the single subject claim, the court said all the provisions relate to one common subject, protecting Missouri citizens' constitutionally reserved lawmaking power. A provision can relate to that subject even if a critic believes it would hinder, rather than protect, that power. Those are actual holdings in Amendment 6's favor, but they are not approval of the amendment's policy or every possible constitutional effect. The secretary could not replace the ballot title. The court also held that Chapter 116 gave the secretary one opportunity, within a strict deadline, to certify the official ballot title. Any citizen who objected had 10 days to sue. No timely challenge was filed. The secretary, therefore, could not revoke the title nearly a year later and certify a different one. The result is clear. Amendment 6 must appear on the November ballot using the original title certified in September 2025. The ruling gives voters the decision. It does not tell them how to vote. Part 3. People, not politicians, versus Hoskins. the early signature question remains open. The third case is the easiest to overstate. It involved approximately 102,800 disputed signatures. About 32,600 were gathered before the governor signed House Bill 1. Approximately 70,200 more were gathered after the bill was signed, but before the secretary approved the petition form. A circuit court ruled that the secretary could refuse to count them. The Missouri Supreme Court did not affirm that decision. It did not reverse the decision on its merits either. Instead, it vacated the judgment and dismissed the case as moot.
Why?
The secretary's August 4th certificate rejected the referendum for a constitutional reason, not for a shortage of signatures. By omitting any signature deficiency, the secretary conceded that the petition already had enough valid signatures without the disputed group. A judicial ruling about the additional signatures could no longer provide meaningful relief. The court noted that future proponents may circulate petitions before a governor signs a bill, or before the secretary approves the form, and then litigate those signatures later if they are needed. But the court did not say those signatures must be counted. So the accurate statement is this: the adverse circuit court judgment is gone, but Missouri's Supreme Court has not decided whether signatures collected during those early periods are valid. All three decisions were unanimous. Von Glahn and Harris were authored by Judge Ginger K. Gooch. People Not Politicians was issued per curiam, meaning by the court collectively. Every opinion concludes with the words, "All concur." There was no dissent in any of the three cases. Responding to claims of a constitutional crisis. Within hours of the decisions, Attorney General Katherine Hanaway said the MAP ruling clearly violates federal law and would disenfranchise voters. Secretary of State Denny Hoskins called the decisions a constitutional crisis and said no court had rejected a congressional map after it had been used in an election. Governor Mike Kehoe criticized unelected judges and said the court showed little respect for the legislative process. President Donald Trump called the ruling unconstitutional and said Missouri should use the map employed in the August primary. Those statements express political and legal objections to the result. They are not descriptions of what the court actually held. Several of their central claims should be measured against the opinions themselves. The court did not reject House Bill 1 because it disliked the map. The court did not evaluate whether House Bill 1's district lines were fair, partisan, compact, competitive, or good public policy. It did not strike down a 7-to-1 map because of its political effect. It held that House Bill 1 never became law because a legal, sufficient, and timely referendum petition was filed before the bill's effective date. That is why describing the decision only as judges overturning or rejecting a map is incomplete. The legal question was not which map the justices preferred. It was which map had legal force under Article 3, Sections 49 and 52. The court's answer was that the 2022 map remained in effect because House Bill 1 had been suspended before it could take effect. Unprecedented does not automatically mean unconstitutional. The sequence is unquestionably unusual. Missouri used House Bill 1's districts for an August primary, but the court ordered the November general election conducted under the 2022 districts. That creates serious administrative questions and understandable concern for candidates and voters. But even if no court has confronted this exact primary to general election sequence before, novelty does not create a constitutional exception. Article 3, Section 49 says any act of the General Assembly is referable unless an exception applies. The court found no exception for a congressional redistricting law. The fact that state officials had already used House Bill 1 for a primary could not, by itself, make the bill legally effective if the Constitution had suspended it before its effective date. The opinion directly addresses the federal law argument. The Attorney General asserted that the decision clearly violates federal law. The court explained that federal arguments were outside the Secretary's limited review under Missouri law. Because those arguments were not stated in his certificate, they were also waived and abandoned in this case. But the court did not stop there. It cited a line of United States Supreme Court decisions recognizing that a state's lawmaking process for congressional redistricting may include a referendum and a governor's veto. Those cases include Ohio ex rel Davis versus Hildebrandt, decided in 1916, Arizona State Legislature versus Arizona Independent Redistricting Commission, decided in 2015, and Moore versus Harper, decided in 2023. As the United States Supreme Court explained in Moore, congressional redistricting is performed according to a state's rules for making law. A claim that the Missouri decision clearly violates federal law must account for those precedents. The Attorney General announced that she would seek review from the United States Supreme Court. Unless a federal court grants a stay or reverses the judgment, however, the Missouri Supreme Court's order remains controlling. The election problem is real, but the timing was not created by the court. The strongest concern in the public reactions is practical. Conducting a primary under one set of district minds and a general election under another creates uncertainty. The opinion does not provide a detailed answer to every ballot, nominee, or election administration question that may follow. But the court addressed who created the compressed timeline. The stipulated record showed that the referendum petition was submitted on December 9, 2025. The secretary could have issued his constitutional determination at any time after that filing. A federal court warned in December that a sufficient petition would freeze the new map. The Missouri Supreme Court again explained the possible consequences in two decisions issued in May. Nevertheless, the secretary waited until approximately 4 o'clock in the afternoon on August 4th, the final hour before the statutory deadline, to issue his certificate. By that time, House Bill 1's map had been used in the primary. The court said, the secretary's delay created the confusion, expense, and practical difficulties of which he complains. The court called the resulting practical arguments wholly unpersuasive. That was not partisan commentary from outside the case. It was the court's assessment of the stipulated timeline and the secretary's own statutory choices. An official cannot delay deciding whether a law is suspended, proceed as though it is not suspended, and then rely on the consequences of that delay as a reason to disregard the Constitution. The ruling did not cancel the general election or strip Missourians of a vote. The Attorney General said the decision would disenfranchise every Missouri voter. The ruling itself does not cancel the November election or prevent eligible Missourians from voting. It orders the election conducted under the congressional districts the court found legally in force, the 2022 map. That does not erase legitimate questions about candidates nominated under different district lines. Those implementation questions may require additional official action or litigation. But the court did not hold that primary votes were worthless, and it did not order Missouri voters excluded from the general election. Disenfranchisement is an argument about the ruling's possible effects. It is not a description of the relief the court ordered. Enforcing a referendum is part of the legislative process. The governor's criticism that unelected judges showed little respect for the legislative process overlooks the court's central constitutional point. In Missouri, the people's referendum power is itself part of the lawmaking process. The court compared that reserved power to the governor's veto. Enforcing the referendum does not erase the General Assembly's role. It enforces a limit that the Missouri Constitution places on every legislative act. Whether Missouri should select judges differently is a separate policy debate. Changing the Missouri plan would not change the text of Article 3. It would not make House Bill 1 legally effective. It would not repair a deficient certificate. And it would not create a referendum exception that voters never placed in the Constitution. Here is the bottom line. Officials are free to disagree with a result and seek further review, but an unusual outcome is not automatically a constitutional crisis. Political disappointment is not proof of judicial misconduct, and public statements cannot substitute for the constitutional text and procedural record the court was required to apply. Act for Missouri's position. Oppose Amendment 6. Respect the ruling. Act for Missouri opposes Amendment 6. We believe its restrictions on future legislative action and its treatment of voter-approved measures raise serious policy and constitutional concerns. The Supreme Court's ruling does not resolve those concerns in the amendment's favor. It places the question before the people. The proper response is to make the case to Missouri voters and defeat Amendment 6 at the ballot box. If Republican leaders believe Missouri's electorate supports a congressional alignment as strongly Republican as a 7-to-1 map, they should be able to persuade a statewide majority to reject Amendment 6. Complaining that the court allowed the vote is not a substitute for winning the argument. On congressional redistricting, Act for Missouri is not opposed in theory to a 7-to-1 map. We do believe Republican leaders helped create this situation by failing to enact the map they wanted during the regular redistricting process in 2022. Had the work been done correctly then, Missouri would not be facing this particular dispute over an optional mid-decade replacement map now. Follow the law, even when the result is inconvenient. Political disappointment does not turn a constitutional ruling into political betrayal. In these opinions, the court applied the text of Article 3 and the procedures the General Assembly placed in Chapter 116. The Constitution says any act of the General Assembly is subject to referendum unless an exception applies. The statute says a certificate must state its reason. The statutory scheme gives the Secretary one timely opportunity to certify a ballot title. Changing Missouri's judicial selection system would not change those words, cure a defective certificate, or move a missed deadline. If elected officials want better outcomes, the first responsibility is to follow the Constitution, follow the statutes, preserve arguments correctly, and do the work correctly from the beginning. We can oppose Amendment 6. We can support the goal of a 7-to-1 map. We can criticize the political and procedural failures that brought Missouri to this point. And we can still acknowledge that, based on the questions actually presented and the law the court was required to apply, these rulings appear legally correct. You have been listening to Act for Missouri. The full written article and all three Missouri Supreme Court opinions are available at act4mo.org/court-rulings-9-3-2026.html. Thank you for listening. Please read the source documents, share this article, and help other Missourians separate what the court actually ruled from the political reactions to it.